It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're spending the next hour sifting through the fallout from yesterday's attacks in Brussels with local representatives, what the implications are for Americans, and how it's impacting us here in Pittsburgh. Coming up, a conversation with Colin Clark, an associate political scientist at the Pittsburgh office of the RAND Corporation, where his research focuses on insurgency, counterinsurgency. But we begin with a look at what's happening at Pittsburgh International Airport. I'm joined now by phone by airport spokesman Bob Kerlick. Bobby, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
The terrorist attacks in Brussels at an airport and transit station have led similar facilities around the world to increase security. How has Pittsburgh International Airport increased security?
Well, first of all, let me stress that safety and security are the top priorities at Pittsburgh International Airport. I want to point out that we are in constant contact with our law enforcement partners who are monitoring the situation, and that includes Allegheny County Police, who patrol the airport, as well as federal agencies, including the TSA and others. What the public will see is stepped-up patrols throughout the airport, particularly the landside terminal. And a lot of those patrols are going to include canine units. I think you saw some coverage of that yesterday on a lot of local TV stations.
Sure.
As well as stepped-up vigilance, I guess, through, is the proper word to say, through airport security cameras throughout the entire airport, looking for anything suspicious, full use of those cameras.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary says his agency would deploy extra officers to major metropolitan airports. Is that happening at Pittsburgh International?
We are in talks with TSA. Our security folks, I believe, are in a meeting as we speak with them. As far as the extra personnel, we are seeing the extra shifts through the airport. In fact, I saw TSA walking through just before I came into my office to sit down. So, yeah, I think the public will see that those extra patrols through the airport.
What was yesterday like for someone like you who works at the airport where security is obviously a primary concern? You know, I'm sure somewhere around 4 or 5 in the morning, your cell phone is blowing up. You're getting messages or you're getting alerts about the events that are going on over in Europe. So what happens when you start receiving this information? Is there a certain mode of operation that the airport officials like yourself shift into?
Yeah, well, anytime there's events that affect airports or transportation in the world, we get notified of them. And for me personally, you know, my goal is to, you know, get accurate information out to the public as quick as possible. And we wanted to make sure that people knew that, you know, safety is a top priority here, that operations are not affected at Pitt, and that, you know, that people are going to see these stepped-up patrols. You may see more of a presence here in the airport, but that's not cause for alarm. To the contrary, it's cause for, you know, comfort and realization of the fact that we are safe here. So, you know, we want to get that word out to the public as much as possible. And anytime, like I said, anytime you have an event around the world, I mean, you want to do your best to make sure that people understand that, to get the word out.
And what are the questions that you're getting from travelers? What are the concerns and the comments that people are hitting you up with?
Most of the things that we've heard from people, they just want to know, you know, is this affecting operations at Pitt? And it hasn't. Some people had questions about security, you know, what are you guys doing? And, you know, we tell them what I just told you. And most people go about their day, you know, as if, you know, they got to catch their plane, they move on. I think most people understand that that they feel safe, and, you know, and that's what we want people to understand. So we didn't have anybody that was panicked or alarmed, just, you know, some questions, and people moved on.
What are you asking travelers to do at this point? You know, are there things that you're already putting in place, like arrive at the airport even earlier, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, anytime something like this happens, you want to give yourself a little bit of extra time. So, you know, we're advising people to make sure you're here 2 hours before your flight. 2 hours is sufficient. I don't think you need to get here earlier than that, but give yourself a little bit extra time. But, you know, and continue to travel. Go about your day. Do things as you normally would. continue to use the airport, continue to use the subway station. So the security, I know, has been stepped up and around the country, and that's true here as well.
That having been said, Bob, are you encouraging passengers, travelers, people that are coming to the airport to be on the lookout for anything in particular, to be maybe extra vigilant, and in what way?
Well, I think that's true any time at the airport, or any time, you know, anything since 9/11. The phrase, if you see something, say something. And that's certainly true at the airport. And, there's signs throughout the airport, numbers they can call if they think that there's a suspicious package, or if, you know, there's something seems out of place. So anytime any traveler sees something that they think seems amiss, absolutely, we encourage them to let our folks know here as soon as possible, or grab a police officer and say, hey, you know, I noticed this. So yes, absolutely, that's part of it as well.
We're talking with Pittsburgh International Airport spokesman Bob Kerlick. You have said in, I believe I read these comments in the Tribune Review, you say preparation and training are central to the Pittsburgh Airport security team's efforts. What is being done?
Well, just to give you an example, so the airport trains for a lot of different scenarios throughout the year. and just last week, we had an active shooter drill here at the airport, full-scale active shooter drill, where we closed the alternate security checkpoint. And we had Allegheny County Police, as well as surrounding police departments, respond. We had a scenario where we had several volunteers, and we had a scenario in which there was an active shooter, and the police had to respond. It was very realistic. The officers had blank cartridges in their guns, which they were using. And we advertised that so people knew that the drill was going on. But that's just an example of things like that that we train for here at the airport on a continual basis.
And last thing I wanted to ask you about, all flights to the Brussels airport are canceled through at least today. When will flights to Brussels resume?
Well, right now we don't have nonstop flights to Brussels, so
right.
You would have to check with those airports that do.
Right, but obviously people are showing up at the airport to make it, there are a lot of Pittsburgh businesses that have offices that have a presence in or near Brussels, so you have people traveling back and forth from Pittsburgh to Brussels. They're obviously making the connection somewhere else, but certainly are people here that are wondering about what the status of that is.
I think that's something that will be decided probably on a national basis coming out of the European Union and Brussels. I think that's something that the security folks there will make the final call on that. But I think that what you'll see is people connecting through other cities, so if you're still, obviously you can still get into other airports into Europe. And I think that's what you'll continue to see in the short term.
And Bob, one other thing I wanted to bring up, it may be too early to ask about this, but when you look at the scene at the Brussels airport yesterday, the individuals who set off the bombs were inside the airport. Now, we all know that you can't get to the gate, that you have to go through security, and if you're not a ticketed passenger, you're not going to get to the gate. But you can walk through the front door of the airport. Have you heard any discussions? Is anybody talking about whether the security perimeter needs to be moved back as a result of what happened yesterday?
I don't think we're there yet. I think what we're focused on now is, stepping up the patrols, doing everything we can, using the cameras, using the dogs, using the public, to focus on security as much as we can. And I think that's where we're at this point. I'm sure discussions of that will come up, but we're just not there yet.
Bob Kerlick is the spokesman for the Pittsburgh International Airport. Bob, we know you're busy. Thanks for taking time to join us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, a conversation with counterterrorism expert Colin Clark of the Pittsburgh office of the RAND Corporation. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.